This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 27th of December. Melbourne Stars join their sister-sized Renegades on four Big Bash League wins after prevailing over Adelaide Strikers by 8 runs. The Stars managed to cope admirably with the loss of their captain Shane Warne, who is spending Christmas in England, and piled up 175 for 8 from their 20 overs, thanks to Brad Hodges' excellent 88 off 58 balls. Kieran Pollard then hit 65 off 43 balls in the home side's run chase, but they wound up short on 167 for 4. Otago and winless Canterbury produced a thrilling HRV Cup match in Timaru. Vaults wicketkeeper Michael Bracewell hit 61 off only 32 balls and shared a fifth wicket partnership worth 101 with Ryan Tenderscarter as they made 196 for 7. The Wizards battled for the duration of their run chase, with leg spinner Todd Astle making a valiant 26 off only 14 balls before being dismissed in the final over with 7 still needed. Fortunately for Otago, Jacob Duffy conceded just 5 from the final 5 balls, and they won by a solitary run. The first two matches in the inaugural Bangladesh Cricket League got underway today. The competition consists of 4 zonal franchises competing in a round-robin format, and is the country's second first-class competition after the Divisional National Cricket League. In the match in Mirpur, South Zone, consisting of players from MCL champions Kul Division as well as Barrasol Division, were all out for 343, with national team all-rounder Zia Rahman hitting his maiden first-class century. Dhaka Division left-arm spinner Mosharraf Hussain was the pick of the Central Zone bowlers, returning figures of 5 for 52. In Bogra, North Zone reached stumps on 294 for 4, as the Rajshahi Division pair of Jarul Islam and Fahad Hussain, as well as Rangpur's Naim Islam, all passed 50. Select Division's Tapas Boisi was the pick of the East Zone attack, with 3 for 40. Dolphins closed day one of their Sunfall series match against Stragglers Titans on 323 for 3 in Durban. They lost Imran Khan early on, but Divan Van Wyk and Jonathan Van Dyar both made half centuries, while Vaughan Van Yarstot ended the day on 140 not out of only 180 deliveries. Second place Warriors were bundled out for just 107 by first place Cape Cobras. Johan Lowe did much of the early damage before Boyan Hendricks moved the middle order to end with 5 for 34. Cobras then struggled in their reply, but closed ahead on 165 for 6. The Lions closed on 332 for 7 after being asked about by Knights. Quinton de Kock bounced back from a mixed international debut series with a fluent 85 at the top of the order, while the experienced pair of Neil McKenzie and Xander de Bruyn also passed 50. The seventh batch of match in Sri Lanka's Premier Limited Overs competition saw wins for Group A sides Colts and Nondescripts on the Duckworth Lewis method, with the three other matches abandoned. In Group B, Sri Lanka Army, Lankan CC, Ugama, Bloomfield and Sri Lanka Navy all recorded wins.